Chapter 6. Would you save a snake from freezing to death? There once was a farmer who lived in a village with his wife and two children. He was the kindest man in the world. Not only was he kind to all his friends and neighbors, he was also kind to troublesome people and even vicious animals. On a frosty winter day, on his way home from working in the fields, he saw a snake curled up on the side of the road, frozen stiff as though it was near death. He picked it up and put it inside his jacket to warm it back to life. When the snake revived and regained its strength, it promptly bit the farmer on his chest. The farmer stumbled his way home and collapsed just as he entered his cottage. Alas, the snake turned out to be poisonous. As the farmer lay dying, he said to his family, "It's too late to save me now, but learn from my mistake. Be kind, but think twice before you do a kind deed for someone who might be vicious." Dear reader, we don't like this tragic ending, do we? So, let's rewrite the second half of the story. Please read on. Arriving at his cottage, the farmer gently laid the stiff snake near the warm fireplace. When the snake woke up, it felt hungry and looked around for something to eat. Soon it saw several puppies huddled around the family dog in the corner of the room. As it slithered toward the puppies, it let out a threatening hiss, which alarmed the farmer. Seeing what the snake was about to do, the farmer ran for his axe and quickly chopped off the snake's head. As the snake lay dying, the farmer said, "I am sad to kill any living creature, but if you are so harmful to others, I should never have saved you." Then he turned to his family and said, "This was a valuable lesson for us all. Be kind, but think twice before you do a kind deed for someone who might be vicious."